Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, the Cabinet Subcommittee on Refugee Accommodation is currently meeting to discuss the shortfall of available hotel rooms as the sector shifts its focus back to tourism as we enter the summer season. 1,200 beds are due to go back into tourism use in the month of April, but what solutions will the government find for those 1,200 people currently staying in those rooms? Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Nick Henderson, who's CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. And Nick, thank you for joining us. Is this a big concern for you?
Yes, it is, very much so. People who come to Ireland seeking protection need to have as much as possible a stable environment to which they can live. And in our experience, while they may have problems in their in hotels that they're staying in, to be moved again after a period in which they've maybe built up a network, tried to get their kids into school, maybe made friends with other residents, to be moved again, that can be very difficult. We just, for example, received an email to our organisation this afternoon from a resident of a hotel, I won't say which, but residents of a hotel where they expressed deep concern about a place that they're being moved to, and they didn't really seem to know what the circumstances they were going into. So it is of deep concern to us. It's something that we, other organisations in the state, have forecast for some time. This precipice of accommodation as hotels return back to the tourist trade has been forecast since really last summer.
So, as I said, 1,200 beds is what we know at the moment to go back into tourism use for the month of April. Now, who knows what's going to happen May, June and after that. Do we have any idea where those people are going to go?
We don't have a specific idea, and maybe the state themselves don't exactly know either. And as statements from the government demonstrate, they are working almost on a day-to-day basis, it seems, to identify accommodation. This group of hotels, the beds, 1,200 beds, seems to focus on international protection applicants, so people who are going through the asylum process. It doesn't seem to refer to beneficiaries of temporary protection, in other words, refugees from Ukraine. And it may be that there is also a number of hotel contracts, possibly quite significant number of hotel contracts that apply to hotels where refugees from Ukraine are living that will also expire in the coming weeks or in the next couple of months.
So you would expect that number of 1,200 to increase, perhaps significantly?
Yeah, indeed. When we've raised this with government officials, they have said that the situation is better than they expected in relation to accommodation for refugees from Ukraine. We forecast, and other organisations forecast, quite a significant precipice, as I say, for hotel accommodation for Ukrainian refugees right about now, really, March and April. And it hasn't yet completely come to fruition, thankfully. But it must be, given that there is, I think, just under 50,000 refugees from Ukraine in what's called serviced accommodation. It is likely, unfortunately, that a proportion of that accommodation will be withdrawn and go back to the tourist trade sector.
And of course, there is always the possibility, unfortunately, that some of these people, who knows how many, might not be offered any state accommodation, because at the moment there are over 400 refugees who haven't been offered any state accommodation. What is happening to them? Where are they and how are they being looked after?
Yeah, so on Monday there were 400 people, 400 international protection applicants who were without accommodation and in effect homeless. That figure has increased to today, the Irish Examiner report, to 432. In our experience, and we've had people in this situation in our reception area today, people are desperate, they're tired, they're exhausted, they may have health difficulties. We have written three times to government for information, asking questions about what services and supports people are entitled to, but we haven't yet had a response. Any information that we get back is through ad hoc and very determined casework from our team here and other organisations trying to get information about people's situation. Unfortunately, everything that we hear from government and the numbers that we're discussing at this moment suggest that unless something radical changes in the near future, this situation is likely to persist, possibly for April, possibly into May.
And of course, the problem, Nick, as I know you're well aware, is that this is, you know, there's two sort of crises running parallel to each other with the refugee situation and accommodation for them, and then Irish people and accommodation for them, and the lifting of the eviction ban, which we've already been discussing on the programme, and concerns about there being a lack of emergency accommodation for people who might be evicted over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Is there anything, do you think, at this stage that can be done? Do you understand me? Because there's almost a sense of fatalism at this stage, or hopelessness around, you know, the accommodation is not there. We know how long it takes to deliver accommodation. So what can be done?
Yeah, I think it is a very difficult situation, but we continue to believe that there is lots of levers that could be pressed, lots of policies that could be implemented that could change the situation. There is another pressure that you mentioned just in addition to those two, which is that there's 5,000 people in direct provision who are trying to leave but find it very difficult to do so. And just today, the Simon Communities, I think, said there were only 29 HAP rental properties available. So there's another pressure there. But in terms of what the government can do, I think the Department of Children needs to be receive much greater support. Other government departments have a statutory duty, health, social protection, particularly around supporting people who are homeless. On a bigger scale, we need to see more resources into this area. The government are doing things around modular homes, rent, pledging a home, a vacant home that you may have, but those need to be scaled up. I think there is a need for greater communication to communities, to the Irish public about why we are doing this. I think there's an opportunity for also for greater leadership or consolidated leadership with the Refugee Response Director. There remain very practical, reasonable, implementable policies that we can take. And they need to be taken pretty quickly at this rate, because the situation, as I say, 430 people on the streets of Dublin is just completely untenable.
Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, thank you very much for joining us.